have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa.
And run!
Jesus, I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run. Come awake, and it's time to rise. Throw off chains, run to the light, into freedom. You are freedom. Come awake, and it's time to rise. Throw off chains, run to the light, into freedom. You are freedom. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run.
I am free.
get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out
of that
grave.
Come on, it's a decision.
Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that
grave. Follow my
action. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Some of you need to jump for the first time.
Get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Come on, get free.
Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. You heal my heart, you change my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you heal my heart, you change my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you heal my heart, you change my name, forever free. Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
saying, if I ask you to pray for your neighbor because I'm the way maker and I'm the promise keeper, you'd fully be on board because it's your neighbor. I pray for Holly. But if you use that same, God's a way maker, God's a promise keeper, he says some of you are questioning that it's for you. He's my God, right? So today, not only is he the way maker for Holly, not only is he the promise keeper for her, he's the promise keeper for me. He's the way maker for me. He's the way maker for you this morning. You have to grab a hold of that. It can't be the same faith for her and not for me. It has to be the same faith for her and for me. God wants you to pursue him, to believe him, that he is the way maker. He is the promise keeper for every situation in your life this morning. Every circumstance that you have coming against you or that you're involved in this morning, he's for you. He's not against you. He's the way maker. He works on your behalf this morning. Come on. So when we get to that part, the my God part, let's emphasize that. He's my God.
Stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. Never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I
come on, declare my God,
you're working. My God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working.
Reminded me of something that he showed me a few years ago. My husband had taken me to a concert at the Allen County Fairgrounds, and we were up near the stage, and because I'm vertically challenged, when we got done with the concert, we turned around to find our way back to the parking lot. I did what I always do with my husband because he's tall and I'm short, and I tend to get lost in a sea of everybody's backs. But my husband's tall enough that he can see above most people. So I do what I always instinctually do with him, and I grabbed his hand and I tucked myself in behind him. And most of the time, I don't even look around at the crowd. I just kind of look down at my feet and I move when he moves. And God said to my spirit, how is it that you can do that with him with 100% trust, but you can't do that with me? Amen. And I said, what? And he said, when you're walking in places where you can't see the way out, why is it that you can trust him with your life to take you where you need to go, but you can't trust me to lead you through the darkness? And this song, when it talks about him being a light in the darkness, guys, these last 18 months, I got news for you. If you're still walking into this building praising your God, you're making it. We may not feel like every day is a victory walking through this, because I don't know about you, but 18 months ago, I was having conversations with God on my knees going, what is going on? But God just said, just trust me. He's calling us right now. We're in some uncertain times. There's going to be some dark paths. You're going to have to grab a hold of his hand. Tuck yourself in behind him. Don't look to the left and to the right. I am not there. Even in the pitch darkness, you have to stay so close to me that you can feel when I move. Just move when I move. Stand still when I stand still. We will make it through together. I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God just reminded me of this that I heard a while back, was a flashlight will shine the brightest in the darkest. It's going to shine brighter than it will in the daylight. And he says, I've given you all authority and power to pull back that darkness. It's time to use it. If I'm in you and I am the light of the world, then you are the light. Let it shine.
Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring when you walk into the room. When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring when you walk into the room. Every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you. It ceases to exist when you walk into the room. Sickness starts to vanish. Every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist. And when you walk into the room, the dead begin to rise, 'cause there is resurrection light in all you do. We love.
About being a light in the darkness. We talked about being a flashlight, but we need to have the effectiveness of the all-consuming fire that comes into our life and eradicates our sin. It's when it said, when we walk into the room, or when you walk into the room talking to God, God's saying, I'm going to be such a consuming fire in you that when you walk into the room, the dead will begin to rise. The sickness will vanish. People will be healed. We need to work on being an all-consuming fire for Christ. The song, This Little Light of Mine, that's a great childhood song. But we're not a little light. We were meant to burn like a city on a hill. Not a lamppost. Not a candle. Not a lighter light. A city. And not a city like even the size of Canton or Van Wert. I'm talking about like cities such as Chicago or New York where at night it just lights up. Like you fly over, you see nothing but lights. We have to have that effectiveness as a consuming fire for Christ that when we walk in someplace, healing happens.
Yeah. When you walk into the room, sickness starts to vanish, every hopeless situation.
If you got this in you right now, I'm telling you, I'd be giving it to the Lord right now. Because when he comes in for a reason. He comes in inhabiting the praises of his people. He comes in to exchange you for him.
God, oh, we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume, God, oh, we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume, God, oh, we are.
I can't invite him in for you, but you can.
We want you.
You gotta tell him to come in.
Come and consume, God, oh, we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you, yes. We want you. Come and consume, God, oh, we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours.
Our hearts are yours. We need you, Lord.
We want you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, as we were praying this morning, you just showed me refreshing and refilling. It's not that your people have gone away from you. They love you. They know who you are. But there's a spark that's been in them that's kind of, the fire's gone just a little low. And today, you're going to stoke it. You're going to put fresh wood on it. You're going to blow your fresh wind on it. And you're going to stoke that fire, Father God. I believe now, even now, you're going around refreshing. Refreshing. If you're one of those that just want a refreshing, just hold your hands up to the Lord and thank him for what he's doing. Lord, I thank you. I'm here, Lord. I'm saying it too for myself. Thank you for a refreshing within my body, within my spirit, within my soul, Lord God. Thank you for a refocusing on what is important in this world. Thank you for getting my eyes off of things and getting them back on you, Lord God. Thank you for getting my eyes off of me and getting them back on you, Lord God. Thank you that, Lord God, there's nothing I can do. I can't change this. I can't change that. But Lord God, if I come before you, you can change it. You can move. You can heal. You can set free. You can deliver. You can give beauty for ashes. You'll give a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. It's you, God. You'll return sevenfold what the enemy has stolen. It's you that will turn a thing around that was meant for our evil and turn it for our good. It's you, God. So right now, Lord, we just come back to the one who gave us life. We came back to the one who gave us peace. And what you've done before, you'll do again. What you've done before, you'll do again. And Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Yeah, you can be seated if you're able. I always wonder why some people say that. Then I've gotten a taste of what if you're able. Sometimes it's like falling down to the seat because you can't really sit because the presence is so heavy. Yeah. I just fall. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
I just want to encourage somebody. We had three words that came forward. This is an encouragement.
Right.
God is not done with you.
Amen.
God is not done with any
Amen.
Of you. He's got a plan and a purpose. And I know that you have gone through it.
Amen.
But God has got a plan for you. He is not finished with you. Strength is coming into your body like it's never come in before. Because he's saying it is time. There's a moment in time that I'm going to infuse my people because I am raising up a generation that's going to proclaim my name.
Hallelujah.
That's going to be the harvesters. That's going to be the workers. That's going to go out. And he said, I'm raising you up because you are that people.
Amen. Praise God. Go and put your shoes back on.
Oh, they're wet. Well, praise you guys, the Lord. You don't know
you
how
guys were throwing down
it gets up here some days.
You guys were throwing down up here.
It's got hot. Water running.
I'm killing you. I didn't even get to preach yet, and I'm on fire.
Okay, Amen. So what do we got going on? Just real quick. I know quick. That next Sunday that we have... Okay, Sharon Lowmaster, please stand up. She found out not too long ago, like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago maybe, that she is 8 months pregnant. Amen. So we're going to have a baby shower for her, or some women in the church, not us, but some women in the church are going to have a baby shower for her after service next week. If you have any questions about it, Marie, if you'll raise your hand, Holly, and then Amber's not here. So if you have any questions, Holly or Marie will answer any of your questions. If you'd like to bring some food, we're going to eat. Because you can't not feed a pregnant woman.
Woo! Ho, ho,
ho. Amen. She hasn't Praise known for God. 8 months that she's pregnant. She's only been half eaten for one. So we got to get her some food.
Hey, you know 8 is the number of new beginnings, right? And in this house, we have a double portion of ladies who haven't even known they were pregnant until 8 months into this thing. You know, we had a prophetic word that strange things would happen here and only believe Kenton. I mean, this guy said, man, he said, the anointing's coming in your church. He said, and it's going to be strange. He said, you're going to see strange things. So I want you to know, ladies, it's not my fault. Because I know it's completely unfair from a lady who finds out in her first few weeks that she's pregnant what you go through for 8 months before you just walk up here and say, oh, I need you guys to pray for me.
I'm having a baby.
I'm 8 months pregnant. I'm having a baby. Oh, yeah, I still get the baby shower. I still get all this. And all I got to do is get through 4 weeks. Woo! And the blessing shall be upon me. But I want you to know something that I expect all of us, not just when it comes to pregnancy, but I expect us to start having moments where it's completely unfair to the world and to the natural places. But it is fair because we have unfair favor in the kingdom of God. Woo! Whoa.
Amen. Okay.
I'm not even preaching yet.
Okay, relax. You got to get some more announcements out. October 16th.
Wow.
Woo. For such a time as this, Queens of the Kingdom Women Conference Whoa. Is happening right here. Amen. So we're going to be doing that. We've got our guest speakers. We've got our people that are coming. So Pastor Alicia Turner from Lighthouse and Carrie is going to come and join us. And Pastor Nicole Waters from the main house, from the Botkins campus, she's going to come and join us.
And then we have this generation's Mary Woodworth Etter. Then we have this generation's Catherine Kuhlman.
I'm going to be speaking too. Let's
then
go.
We have
let's
this
get on
generation's
the
authority and power. I want to announce to you the strongest lady voice in this region and the person of authority and power in this house that God has for this women's meeting, Pastor Regina Walker.
Praise God. More importantly, Jesus is going to be here. Amen?
Yeah,
amen.
Honey.
Amen. And so
it is taken for granted that you guys are here because Jesus is in you, the authority you guys walk in.
Amen. Okay. So what else do we have going on? I can't think of anything else right at the moment.
Coming up.
Prayer box. Yes, please. They're out on the table. There is a prayer box. If you have any prayer requests, please put them in there. The intercessory prayer group that meets here 5 o'clock
Amen.
On Wednesdays, and you are welcome to come join them.
Amen.
They will pray over it. They'll get the prayer request to us, and then we'll pray over them.
And
so,
they throw down in
oh
the realm.
Oh, my goodness.
Praise God.
Y'all, yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing to come in here and be in that presence.
They throw hands in everything. They're fighters in here.
They throw hands.
Not
Linda
in
Miller,
natural.
What are you
not
doing in here?
Not in the natural. We don't fight with our physical
Amen.
Fists. But we do fight. Okay.